Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Can I please have your attention?
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your popcorn ready, sit back, relax, because it's about time for Chatting with George Noonan. Oh, yeah. Say it again.
Hello.
Okay, that's probably. Are you gonna say it like that?
Just no. I don't know.
All right. Well, I just started, so we're on. Well, you're so nervous.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
You just all of a sudden said, "Test me out."
That's right. So you tested me out. You're good.
I'm good.
No, when I talked to you, you were nervous about this.
No, not nervous. I just didn't want to bore the your followers or listeners if I was just by myself. But no, I don't. Get nervous, but I just I don't know how entertaining I am as your.
Why do you feel that way?
Well, I just figured, you know, you asked me to do this, and I was like, oh, you know, last time I've only done one, and
with
I was with Krista.
Don Tolman Shula, everybody, followers.
Hello, everybody, all the followers out there.
But what
good morning on this Saturday.
But why do you think you're not worthy of?
No, well, let's see how it goes. Let's.
But you don't think
I'm here? Didn't
you
I
are
drive
here.
Early
you,
in the morning
yes,
out here in Abington?
Never yes.
been out. I don't think I've ever been out this way. Quite.
Maybe
I
not.
Saw your one street light and kidding.
Well, that was the second one. They added one the other day, so you.
I'm just
on the other side of town.
Yeah. So, what made you move out here?
I was living in Somerville. And it was just too many people, too expensive.
Right.
People
no,
were just
it.
Buying everything. Yep. It's becoming Cambridge Light. And it's just too expensive. And we did a radius north and south of Boston. And south of Boston was a little, like Stoneham's out of control. Winchester's obviously out of control. I think Winchester's the most expensive city / town in the state.
Is it really past like Wellesley and all that?
It was at one point. It might not be now, but when we're looking.
This is a very nice area. Very beautiful.
Yeah, did you go down Route 18?
I think so. I don't know. It took me off 93 and I just kind of drove.
Yeah.
The navigation.
Straight line?
I didn't pay,
I didn't pay too much attention.
It was just straight and then like a left.
Yeah, you did, that was 18. Yeah, that was our, that's
yeah,
our
I did 18.
Street.
I passed a big Mary Lou's. We don't have them from where
see?
I am. So
that's a good thing.
We'll probably hit that on the way home.
Yes,
I mean, my husband took the drive with me, so
yes.
I wasn't, not that bad, you know, spend quality time together.
No,
really, just kind of sat in the car and drank our coffee.
This is funny because I do have to say this is kind of when I saw you both pull up, I was kind of like, uh-oh, because I don't have. I broke my chair. The chair broke. I've never had somebody sit in.
Well, you know what? I only did it because I was like, I just come for the ride, and not, you know.
But
and
you thought
was
it was
like,
a half hour. That's funny.
Well, because I know that I've heard some podcasts were a half hour, some were this, so I just.
Do you want it to be a half hour? See, I'll do to you what I didn't do to Melissa. Would you like it to be a half hour?
Why don't we just see how this goes, and we'll go from there and see if...
Because it can go 2 hours.
Listen, I'm not going to go probably 2 hours.
You don't
I don't
know
think
that.
My bladder, to be honest with you,
okay,
will
we'll
hold
go
for
to you,
2 hours.
Well, then we go to you have to pee. That's what ended Melissa's last one.
Is that what
she
happened?
She had to go to the bathroom.
See,
like,
I told
right,
you.
I'll
yeah, because she probably drank coffee and then
she did.
Drove. And
you got a large coffee right
I
now.
I have an so extra large.
You extra large?
Yeah, oh yeah. I need my caffeine, George.
Did you get that here or installed?
No,
oh,
but
the
I
ride.
Got it Burlington. Yep, I got it in Burlington before I headed.
Now, when did you move to Burlington?
17 years ago.
Whoa, okay, so you've been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what brought you to Burlington?
Once we got married, we had a house in Woburn for the first few years. We owned a two-family, and then when we were looking to get a single-family house, we were looking in the radius of Stoneham, Wakefield, Reading, Burlington, like around that area.
Yeah.
And everything we found, I mean, we sold our first house. high. The market was high, yeah. But we also paid a lot of money for our house. So we couldn't afford to hold on to it as an investment. Unfortunately, we needed the money to go buy the other house. So when we were looking around, the only one in our house sold before even the open house. So we were kind of like in a rush to try to find something. So everything we looked at, we had a house in Reading, but when it came to inspection, there was so many things that were wrong with it that we backed out. And so we ended up going to look at this house in Burlington. Would it have been my first choice? No. My whole dream was going to, I'm going to move to another house after this. Just never happened. Everything's so ridiculous now. It's like, I don't know.
It's insane.
It is.
But it has to crash eventually.
Well, yeah, hopefully after I pay some of my...
All right, well, let's say that that happens, and you're in a position to move again. Where are you going?
My husband has always wanted to move where it's warm, so south. He is... he wanted to move years ago when my children were younger, but I wouldn't leave my mom and my family, so we stayed. And so my oldest, which is like literally giving me a heart attack, is a senior, and it's just crazy. So we're probably not going to look to move from anywhere to the south until the last two are graduated, and then he wants out.
How long is that going to be?
Well, my twins are in seventh grade, so we have another 4 or 5 years. He would go today, if so. Like, he would follow my son. My son is like a whole, my older son, which I'm sure a lot of people can, you know, feel my pain, and they've already probably gone through this. This is an excruciating process. First, emotionally, that how did he become a senior and my baby's going to leave? Even though he's 6'6", he's still my baby, my first baby.
Sure.
And I can't even imagine him leaving. And second, it's like, oh my God, what you have to do to try to get, you know, his grades are great. He's done well academically. You know, he plays basketball for the high school. You know, some colleges have come to look at him and stuff, but they're all like more local and stuff. But my son has big dreams, big school. You know, he has a big personality, so he needs a big school.
That's
great. Reminds me of.
Yeah, right. Who in your family has a big personality?
So he basically, he's looking at Penn State. What do you call it? Penn State, University of Maryland, Florida Gulf Coast, University of Delaware. He wants Michigan. He's now schools around here, UMass, UNH, Fordham in New York. He wants to be a lawyer. So I made him apply to some schools that are driving distance too, like not a plane.
Sure.
See, the problem is I ended up sending him, I'm not going to say the school, but I ended up sending him recently to visit his cousin.
Okay.
To let him get experience. So his cousin attends a very, very large college.
Local, not local, airplane. You flew him to
this destination. So first off, I don't know why I agreed to this. If I could go back in time, I probably wouldn't have done this, but for many reasons. So my son doesn't even know how to use a microwave, first off. I don't know how he's ready for college. He wants to go far. But so I agreed to let him go. I figured, you know, he's going to be in college next year anyways. Yeah. So I'll let him go see the big life, because I took him to a couple colleges around here. In Roger Williams, he liked it, but he wanted a bigger campus. You know, he thought the school was very nice and is beautifully located where it is and everything. And then I took him to UMass, and he's like, this is more my size, Mom. You know, I don't know what also helped the fact that when we left, there was a big football game, and of course all the frats, they were partying on the balconies and stuff. He's like,
right, this is what I want to be.
So, you know, of course my son's like, this is awesome. I'm like, yeah. The highlights, you know, the important parts of college. So, long story short, I said, all right, I'll let you go visit your cousin, but you need to be smart. I want you to attend the classes. The goal was he was supposed to walk around the campus, check out this college, go with his cousin to the classes to get a feel for a big, you know, big college campus classes, and then probably attend some functions, like the big football game. Let me tell you what really went down. So first off,
How do you know this?
Oh, because my son, we have a very open...
So he told you everything? No, he didn't leave anything
out? Well, plus the fact that Anthony's cousin was very much in contact with her son, too. And so we were piecing together the information together. So, and the fact that she, you know, she, we saw her later that day because her other son was playing a game, hockey game, that we went to go see, a college hockey game. So I brought him to the airport bright and early. And so I get out of the car because he's never been on a plane by himself, you know.
Okay.
So I get out of the car and I said, oh, this is where you go for the check. And he's like, all right, Mom, I got it. You know, he's got this little boarding pass on his mobile app and stuff. I'm like, in his wallet, Apple wallet. He thinks it's so cool, you know, cool to have all that stuff there. You know, I let him go and I get in the car and I immediately dial my husband. And I'm like, oh, my God, why did I let him go? My baby's going my on a baby. Plane. So he looks much older because of his size and everything than what he really is. So he takes off. I'm like, oh, my God. So I said, you know, text me when you land. So he texts me. Gets, you know, he gets to the boarding area and he's like, I'm here, Mom. I'm like, okay, get yourself, you know, a coffee or whatever you want to eat. He's like, all right. And then he texts me, oh, the lady at the counter was so nice. She switched my ticket and gave me, probably saw the size of him and gave him like an aisle seat. He's like, great. Gets on the plane. He's like, there's a baby behind me, Mom. He's like, it won't stop crying. I'm like, well, oh, well. So he, long story short, he gets there. And his cousin, Anthony's cousin, I was meeting for lunch, happened to meet for lunch that day. And I had that day off. So she goes, let me just tell you. She goes, I told them to FaceTime me when he got there and stuff. So we FaceTime. Now we're together. We FaceTime. They're like, hi. You know, they're eating in the college caf, you know. And so they didn't attend any of the classes. So he said he got, he walked around that. His cousin walked him around the college. I get one picture. Hey, Mom, this is what it looks like. One picture.
What was the picture of?
It was just a picture of a building. I don't even know what it was. Building. He didn't even describe it. What it was.
Any building.
Nothing. It could be any building. It could be anywhere. So he left. Let's just say
I think he's got college down, by the way. I think he's got it down now. I think that's...
He got the important part. So let's, he attended all the extracurricular activities that the college had to offer. I learned what a dotty was.
Please tell me.
It's a daytime potty.
A daddy. Makes sense. Okay. Yep. Oh, see, the accent went daddy.
Daddy.
It's a daddy.
He attended a daddy. Let all me right. tell you, he did.
Yes. Yep.
So he was quite active in all that college had to offer, except academically. So he attended the football game.
Well, you can look that up. That's all. That's online. You can find that.
Oh, gosh. So he attended the football game. He attended the parties. He attended everything. And nobody even questioned how old he was or anything, you know, just the cousin from out of state. Yep. So... And like I said, he looks older. So I knew that he was probably in rough shape when he came home.
And was he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He slept the whole next day.
He slept. Oh, really?
Yeah. He was.
How long was he gone for?
Too long, 48 hours. So he left that Friday morning. He came home. I booked his flight, which he said he wasn't happy because his flight was at 9 a.m. And he goes, are you serious, Mom?
That's the best time.
He goes, I'll be lucky if I make that flight. Well, because he had to get up at like 6.
Oh, the horror.
And get to the, yeah, you know, that, I mean, so his theory was he just stayed up all night because that way he didn't miss his flight.
Okay.
So he attended many things. He told me he fell in love while he was there.
With
this girl. Okay. I said, really? I go, you fell in love. Oh, Mom, she is the sweetest thing, nicest. She's a political science major. We had so much to talk about. I go, and when did you meet her? And he goes, I met her at the daddy. I go, so you fell in love in like 8 hours. He's like, I don't know how I'm going to make it. He goes, I miss her already. I miss her already. 8 hours. Like, you've known her for like 8 hours. You're in love. So he's finally just getting over, he said.
Oh, finally. When was this?
This week. This was just recent, not too long ago.
Okay.
So he said
within
he's just
month,
getting over.
Say?
Yes.
Okay.
So he said...
he's now getting over.
He's just getting awesome. Over it now.
Oh.
He's moving on.
It's heartbroken.
So just the struggles of letting your child go and think, I mean, to be responsible and, you know, and I said to him, I'm like, you know, you're going to go to one of these schools. I like it closer than farther away. And... I need you to be able to make sure you balance. Like, I don't want you to just go and this is the exciting part. I go, because that gets old after a while going to all that, you know?
Speaking from experience?
No, I'm just saying. It does.
Okay.
It gets, but I'm just saying, in general, it gets old to go to party all the time. It's exciting and new in the beginning. But, I mean, it's a struggle that they have to figure out to keep the balance
of the schoolwork.
There's
only one way to figure it out, though.
I understand that. I understand that. And so I said to him, you know, it's a reality check because I was like, oh, my God. And, of course, my husband was like, he's fine. He's fine.
Well,
he'll be
is.
Yeah, he'll be fine. And He will. He'll find the balance. But it's just the whole process, you know. And then I struggled all week. I'm sure everybody else out there, you have to fill out the FASA form, which is the financial aid, you know, which is so unrealistic. Because when you fill it out, it's basically what your income is in the household.
It should just be one line.
But not what you actually pay out. Like, right. you can't put in what your mortgage is, what your car payments are, your electricity.
Bill, yeah.
My food bill. I have a house full of four guys in my house. Like, you can't even put that in. It's just that one, like, it's based all on that. And then what you have in your bank. I mean, thank God I don't have a lot of money in my bank account. But I'm just saying it's still very unrealistic on what they give you. I mean, it's just sad that it doesn't include all of your debt, you know, on top of it.
Because millionaires go bankrupt.
Right.
So you think you're a millionaire, you're set for life. You're not.
Right. It's true. Anybody, you know, I mean, it's just a sad way. So I struggled all week filling that out because it was a couple things I needed and to put in, and then it would only save a certain pot. You know, the financial pot, you had to, like, really, it's as that day what's in your bank account. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So I finished it. I was not happy with what my end result was for my contribution because I sure as heck don't have that to give. And it's a little unrealistic to think that I have that kind of cash sitting around. And like I said, I'm sure there are a lot of parents out there who have already gone through this, and you have to do it every year. You know, because your salary changes every year. So you have to fill this out every year. A child goes to school. And and if this was like my lowest year of income too from last year, you know, due to the world with COVID and everything. And I'm thinking, this is what they think I can contribute, even with the lowest. Like, no. I'm in trouble next year. So, because reality is, just like how when you go to buy a house or a mortgage, they go all by your salary. It's not realistic. That's not what you have, you know.
Right.
So the whole thing is just...
They're going to get you on your worst day when you've paid all your bills and that's what's left over.
Yeah.
That's more accurate.
It's just, you know, I don't know.
If they get you before the money's taken out.
And then, you know, back in our day, if you remember, seeing your pictures was in front of like a blue wall.
Yeah, it was a great wall though.
Now, you got to go out, well, you got to hire this photographer. $250 for me to have a session, go out to have some leaves and a tree behind them. You know, and it's like, then you have, you know, you end up buying pictures on top of it. So that's just a session. I paid $250 for him to just for 45 minutes to
in a tree.
She was lovely.
But, well, great, but what?
But it was like, I might have been able to put him in front
you,
of a tree.
You might have.
Throw some leaves
I
up.
I think you could have. You have twins. They could work up on both sides.
Yeah, but, that's right.
See?
You know, I didn't think of that, yeah, George. Now, I wish you were there.
Now you have a new career. You can do that.
Yeah. So my husband was like, $250 for that. I was like, Ian, I must have brought like 10 outfits because I heard you want him changed. So I had him changed. I had him with his nice button-down shirt and his dress pants. And I had him put a pullover on. Then I had him get into a top of his basketball uniform. And then I had him get in his golf shirt because he played golf for the high school too. So now he's getting ready. Pretty much varsity basketball didn't stop during the year. Like, we didn't get to see him play at all due to everybody in the world, you know, with everything going on. So they had a spring season. They went from their winter season into their spring season and had multiple quarantines, you know, which is, and then they went into the summer season where we were able to see them play. And then they went into the fall season, which that's where coaches from colleges and stuff can come out, but we can't go. And now he's getting ready to gear up for the real season, the real season. So golf just ended a couple of weeks ago, which was nice. They just had a banquet and stuff. So that was very nice for
did he work on his putts?
He did. Well, you know what happened? Because he's so tall. So
yeah.
Don't be fresh. He, my husband.
That was for Tom Brady, by the way.
Yeah. He's Tom. And to get him. He was supposed to go out. I think they talked about that on the show when they were together.
Yeah.
He was supposed to go out. He got hurt jumping out of a golf cart. Did he tell you that on the show?
He did not. He left that part out.
Oh, yeah.
Wisely.
So he didn't go out that night because his ankle was hurt. And then, of course, the nurse in me was like, do you need any help? Do you need me to come by to look at it? He's like, no, I'm just going to rest. I'm like, all right. So he missed all the shenanigans of all of them that went out that night.
Happened.
So, which I know that they talked about last time. So.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so back to him with the golf. So my husband, he's so tall. He went and had his regripped, I think I'm saying it correctly, which added two more inches.
His
golf clubs.
Oh, okay.
His golf clubs. I'm sorry, I jumped back. You got to keep up with it.
I'm trying.
All over the place. So it's typical. You're married. You know that. You got to go all over
the place. I tune it out. Right. I just, every once in a while, I'll nod. I'll go, yep.
Well, that's
and
that's
I get a
exciting,
look. I go, I meant nope. That's what I do.
But yeah, so he had him regripped, had the two extra inches on it, and totally changed my son's game.
Wow.
Of golf. So
look at that.
Well, he wasn't hunched over, you know, trying to hit the ball. So yeah.
Do you remember pictures? I wanted to ask you this at the time, but you want to roll. I don't want to stop you. Remember the picture? I think it was junior high school. We had a picture. We were straight on, and then you could get the one with the shadow, like the your
oh, girl, yes, I your, had
what,
that.
So
what
that,
is
that? So did I. I don't know. Who thought that was a good idea?
True.
It's ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous.
You're looking
ridiculous.
At yourself.
Right, and then the side profile. Yeah, you know what? I do have one.
I
of those.
Do too. It's atrocious.
That's what I'm saying. Well, now you could pay $250. You can have leaves and trees behind you.
I'll pay $250 to eliminate those pictures. That's what I'll do, and then I'll throw leaves on somebody. But you don't spit it out.
Don't make me laugh. I'm trying to drink my
don't
coffee,
laugh,
everybody.
Please. Don't
too early
don't
in
be
the morning
funny today. Are you cooling it down? Is it too hot?
No, I'm just taking the cover off. Make it easier.
Oh
yeah,
make it dribbling down her jacket. It is a little cold here. I almost said to you, make sure you dress warm. But I'm like, well, she's going out to the car. She'll figure it out. But it's a little warm.
No, you didn't give me any heads
I didn't
up.
Give
but
you any, well, you,
lucky
you,
I have a warm coat on today.
And a phone with the weather app on it, probably.
Yeah, but why would I check that?
You're right. Why would you check that? You're right.
I didn't think twice of that. I just said, I have to get to George. I've got to get to Abington. I've got to get there by 8 o'clock.
You went from 8 to 8:15 to whatever, which I don't care. I'm
8:30.
Teasing you. I'm
all right.
Teasing you. I'm
I did
teasing
the best
you.
I could.
No, I'm teasing. I'm glad you showed up. Well, because I texted you last night, and I was like, oh, she's got
to bail. Oh, you know what?
You
I was in a movie. Watching a movie with the boys, which I highly recommend.
What is it?
Really funny. That new movie with Ryan Reynolds in The Rock.
Oh, in Gal Gadot?
No.
The red. Yeah, there's Gal Gadot's in that. Red Line or something. That's Gal Gadot. Wonder Woman.
Oh my God, is she not like absolutely stunning? I thought the original Wonder Woman was absolutely beautiful.
Well, first
too.
Of all, Linda Carter is
absolutely stunning, and I think
who you just said Wonder Woman 2.
Yes, I think she is absolutely gorgeous.
She is.
So yeah, she's. It was a very funny movie. I like anything with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
The way he delivers his lines is just so funny. My kids will laugh at it. And he's so quick that sometimes you just have to pay attention to like how quick he is. Like I think a lot of things went over my twins' head. But you know, By twins, you mean you?
Yeah, okay.
but my husband and I just thought it was just so funny.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
It's an interesting cast. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it.
It is. But they work really well.
Sure they do.
And to be honest with you, I go on TikTok because I got to try to follow my kids' stuff.
You
and
go
everything.
On TikTok because you don't stop. That's why.
But they did have a promotion for that movie, and it was, you know, a part of the movie and stuff. And Ryan Reynolds was funny talking about it in the little TikTok.
The little TikTok. I like how you try to poo-poo it. Like, you're not on it every time, every
I'm
day.
I'm not.
Come
I'm
on.
Not.
You just. So what do you use TikTok for?
I glance through.
Does one glance through TikTok?
Yeah, I look through. I kind of look to see if my kids put anything in.
Oh, you're looking
That's what
at
I'm
your,
saying.
Oh,
I look at my kids' accounts. That's why I go on there. Because I let them have TikTok. My oldest has the Snapchat. I understand that. They text through the Snapchat instead of actually texting. Nobody calls anymore. It's a quick...
Yeah.
It's a quick text.
The only thing you don't use your phone for is phoning.
Right. Like, I agree with the texting, like, if I'm running, and you know, to let you know, like,
sure.
I was running late.
Yeah.
I don't have to call you. Not that I don't want to talk to you, George. But you know what I mean?
Most
like, it's
people
good
don't.
For, like, a quick thing. But it does take away from some of the personal ways that we used to be, like, of calling. So I do feel, like, a lot, you know, everybody's kind of, not isolated, but it's just, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's all, everything's made to be easier now.
It is, to
and,
a certain
And some
degree.
Things should be, but.
Right.
Some things I just. Wonder,
it's impersonal.
Do we need this?
There are a lot of stuff that's impersonal.
Yeah.
Now. So we've gotten away from the, I'm a hugger. I'm a very personal person. So I like, you know, instead of I have the few minutes, I will pick up the phone and give a little call. Like I called Krista.
And then you leave a message. Because Krista doesn't take your calls. We both know it.
No, she did take my call.
By accident. You called me on Facebook. You scared me the other day. I saw Don Tolman Shula on Facebook. I never got a Facebook call before. That was Facebook FaceTime, though, wasn't it?
No.
It was actual FaceTime?
I'm never on Facebook. It was an actual FaceTime.
Oh, maybe.
I'm barely ever on Facebook. Like, probably less than 1%. So, no, that was FaceTime. So we had a couple drinks that night. We met at Fusion.
Yes.
And
I was scared to answer. I'm like, uh-oh.
So I said, when your text came through, I said to Chris, I said, we should FaceTime. Well, I haven't been to Fusion in like maybe 2 years. That was the first time I had been.
Oh, because of
COVID and everything, and I hadn't been. So that was the first time I had gone. And I love the food there, and everybody's so nice there. And Anthony's cousin was going to be there that night, too. So we were like, all right, you know, we'll go. And, you know, Krista and Larry always there Thursday night. So it was like a little reunion with everybody. So it was nice. It was a good time. It's always nice seeing them. You know, they're such a nice couple. And I just recently went with her. I don't know. She talked about her big upcoming birthday extravaganza away.
She did not. Please fill me in.
I made the cut of the awesome list to go. So,
of course you did, Dawn.
The thing was, it was all couples, except my husband was away golfing because...
Wait, this already happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so...
well, she might have then. I'm sorry. I thought it was upcoming. I thought you said the word upcoming.
No, I didn't know when she was on, if she had talked about it, because I know she was on. Yes.
I understand. Yeah,
I'm talking to previous. Sorry.
I need a timeline now.
Sorry. Okay, so this was a couple weeks ago, and she had asked, you know...
Is this Foxwoods?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Did she talk about it?
Yes, because she couldn't be here for the show that aired on my birthday because she was going to be in Foxwoods.
Okay, so did she talk about the time? It didn't happen yet.
I forget. No, it didn't happen yet.
Okay.
Oh, so she couldn't have talked about it.
Right. So, because she had said to me, she goes, you can tell George about our time away. So,
oh, good.
So I was
Krista wants to be heard even when she's not here. I love that. That's great. Tell the story when you and I.
She was just saying to me. She's like, because I was talking to her and I said, oh, we were talking about different things. And she's like, oh, you know, I didn't talk about you. You can talk about that. And I said, I planned on it anyways.
I was going to say, my show follower.
Yeah. For all my followers out there. Hopefully I haven't bored you guys yet. So we. She had asked a while ago, and I was like, oh, yeah, Anthony and I definitely in. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So when I really looked at the time, my husband goes away golfing usually in April for like 5 days.
Nice.
And because of COVID and everything, got moved multiple times. Well, it just happened to be moved to that weekend. So I told Chris, I'm like, you know, Anthony's not going to be here. And she's like, just come anyways. I'm like, it's going to be me and like five couples. She's like, don't worry about it. I'm like,
forget about it.
She's like, you're fine, Dawn. I'm like, you know, so I was like, you know what? I never go anywhere. I've left my kids for 72 hours.
In a row?
Is the only time I've ever left them in all the years. I've never,
really?
Yes, I've never left my boys. So my husband has, but I haven't. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. So you know, it was a big thing leading up to it. I got to find the right outfit, make, we're going out because... The agenda was amazing. So Larry sent out this very funny invite. And he has such a great personality.
Yeah.
And it was very nice of them to invite and include me in this. So the day was to go as
Aren't you
this.
Her best friend?
Huh?
Aren't you one of her best friends?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying he's amazing. So, yes, I'm just saying that Larry's just an amazing person and just thoughtful. And I wish I brought the invitation because it was just so funny.
Go back and get it.
No, it's not here. I don't have it.
Just take a quick. It's
an hour drive, Trish. So, so basically, he put out the whole agenda. So that it was supposed to go. You know, you check in, but I'll go. So, I said, all right, you know, I'll go. So, leading up to it, I'm like, I got to find an unbelievable outfit for all these events because I talked to Krista. She's like, you're going to need at least three or four outfits. I'm like, all right, fine. So, I'm like, I need something that's going to make me look good, you know, and then going out to eat, and then maybe night. You know, clubbing, who knows? So this was like a couple week process trying to go to like places to try to find something to make everything look good and in the right place and everything skinny and stuff like that. So found the right outfits. I had multiple outfits. I had a casual attire for when we got there and stuff. So I was told to go there and be there at 11 a.m. and check into the VIP lounge. So
Ooh.
First off, I was like, okay, so I drove to Foxwoods, I had, you know, the night set up. I had my two kids going to a friend's house. So very nice of her to watch them. And then I told my oldest, there's no way in heck you're staying home alone. I want you to go somewhere and I want to know where, because it's not that him that I didn't trust, but you know how word gets out. Oh,
party.
Right. And you know what? Not having it. So I go into the hotel and I'm like, there's the regular check-in. And I seen the, I asked the girl, like, she, where's the VIP? She's like, go through those doors. So I'm like, wow, I'm past the riffraff checking in the box. I'm going to the nice VIP. And it was like a light glowing. It was like a VIP lounge.
Anybody
like,
can check
so
in.
So I'm like pulling my bag, thinking I'm like this hot stuff. I go in the VIP lounge. I'm like, wow, like this is like way beyond like what I've done. And I'm like, this is amazing. So I see Krista and she, you know, we're all excited. I see her parents. Love her parents. Love Phyllis and Ray.
Of course.
Very welcome. They're like, Dawn, a lifetime friend. I'm like, hey, thank you for having me. So I got my own room key. I have never, George, stayed in a hotel room by myself.
Is that right?
So it's like, it was like, let's just say it didn't suffer through. It was like heaven. So they kind of broke down the day that we had 15 minutes to regroup. You know, once we got upstairs to our room.
15 minutes to collect your thoughts.
To put your stuff and regroup. So I was like, I got to make, you know.
Regroup.
15 minutes worthwhile. So I go into the room and I'm like, oh my God, this is by myself. That's like I've stayed in smaller rooms with my whole family. I'm sure, like, this is like, so I, of course, get out my phone and I FaceTime my sister and I'm like, look at the shower. You can fit like five people in here.
Get down here. Get down here.
All to myself. I'm like, this is amazing. I go, look at this bed is just for me. This bed is for my luggage. I go, my luggage. I'm like, this is amazing. I like show everything. And so she starts laughing. I go, I got to go home. The time's ticking. I only have another 10 minutes. So then I videotaped the whole room to send it to my family because I'm like, look at this, you guys. I'm by myself.
What tower were you in? The Pequot?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. See, I'm not even that familiar. I've only been to Fox.
Well, I was just there like a couple days ago.
Oh, all right. See, I'm not a regular like you, George.
Oh, I'm not a regular by any means.
Apparently, you knew the name of the tower. I just knew it was at Fox.
Because I read it 14 times on my way to get my trash can nachos. That's the only reason I know it. That's the only reason I went there. I was at Mohegan for the Dave Matthews Band concerts, and I went over to Foxwoods for trash can nachos. I made the trip, the 15-minute ride for trash can nachos.
I didn't even have those when I was there.
Well, then you have to go back. You're pretty close here. You're closer to there than you are to your home, so you might as well go there now.
Oh.
I'm teasing.
I didn't even.
You're not.
Well, so we regrouped. So it was amazing. I enjoyed my last 5 minutes.
How long did it take you? Did you actually make it in 15 minutes?
What? To video the room?
No, you had 15 minutes to regroup.
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't do anything to myself. It was more of recording and looking at the amazing room. I was like, this is just.
I thought you were going to say it took me 45 minutes to get out of there because I was.
No, I was just like, this is heaven. Like, I could have hung out just in a room alone. Yeah. Like, I've never been in a room by myself. So this was like, it was weird, but it was like a nice weird.
Sure.
Like, I'm sorry, you know. So we regrouped and the agenda went is we had reservations to bowl. And,
to bowl, like bowling alley.
Bowling alley.
Okay.
And Larry had set up a wonderful menu that was served to us. So we had a
Does
great
Larry work
time
there?
Bowling.
Did you get to create your own menu?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm not a Foxwood expert. Well, I'm sure he looked at the menu and put together a couple pieces.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
I don't
think
he created a menu.
Because you make it sound like Larry's.
I meant he created a menu specifically for us.
Larry's
a couple
the party
pieces.
Planner.
I don't think he came up with the little Philly cheesesteak, little sandwiches. But I
might
think
have.
He came
might
up.
Have.
I don't know.
I think
Larry's
he's got it
pretty
in him.
Talented.
He's got it in him. Sure.
I don't really know. So he.
Good job, Laz.
It was wonderful.
Cat.
It was like stuff just being served and the drinks. Not sure if the drinks were a great idea, but when the next activity. But, but it's all right.
How'd you bowl?
Sorry, but I won both times.
So. First of all, you're not sorry. Second of all, good for
you. I take any sport activity very serious. I'm very competitive. They were all like, are you competitive? I'm like, no. I'm going to house flip boys.
And then the hat, like Stallone and over the top,
like,
turns
around. Well, you know what? I do things hard. And so I bowl very hard. I throw a ball very hard. I just do things.
I party hard.
No, we can, back in the day, but not now. Too old now. But
Don, you're not too old to party. You know it not. You just partied literally a month ago.
Okay, well, all right. I did party at Foxwoods a little bit. So.
And you were probably the partiest partier there was.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
Who was partier, who was partying harder than you were?
I don't really know. Like,
exactly,
it wasn't
because
me,
it was
so.
No one.
Oh, my gosh. Stuff. So. So I bowl the ball pretty hard. So if you throw a ball pretty hard, then
pins go down.
Pins go down. You know, that's kind of how. So
that's how it works. That's the object.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had Larry. So everybody had. It was cute. I was with Larry and Krista, and two of the couples were there at this time too for the first activity. The other couples were arriving later. So.
And you made the bowling cut? You made the bowling cut? Good for you.
I did. Well, I arrived on time to the VIP lounge. So I attended every activity. So
you going to take that? You can take that.
No. So
Melissa took a phone call.
Did you? Oh, my God. She killed me.
It was great. It was great.
Yeah. Was it with their kids or something?
Yeah.
No.
It's like, what?
Unless one of the kids called me, but yeah. Is that what she said?
I forget.
I could totally
like
see how she's saying that. Yeah. So I made in time. So I was going to, you know what? If I had 24 hours away, I was going to make every damn activity that they came up with.
Sleeping.
I'm not missing anything. I was up. I did my hair. I did my makeup. I was like, I am there.
Good for you.
So Larry was, you know, they all had little nicknames for each other because they've all been friends for years. I've never met them. And so I said to Larry, I'm going to embarrass myself
because... Huggy Bear? Like, what do we got?
No, they were like, you know, Larry was...
Snuggle Butt? What do we got?
No, I'm trying to think of the nicknames. I'm trying to think of... Krista was put in as Queen.
Well, of course.
I can't remember what Larry's was. So I said to Larry...
Wasn't Laz Cat?
I think that's what it was.
He's a nickname for his nickname?
Yeah.
I think
it might have been that. So I said to him, come up with a name for me. So Krista goes...
Wait a second. Crack of doesn't come up?
No, no.
COD?
So Krista goes, why don't you put her... old code name in Crystal, and he's like, no, I'll come up. He's like, you're not gonna be mad, Don. I was like, no. So I'm gonna embarrass myself out there for the listeners. Hopefully I have some followers.
You will have more after this.
He named me Big Cans. So now in the group text, my name got changed to Big Cans.
Big Cans.
Yeah. Nice. So I went with it, but it doesn't matter. Big Cans won bowling. So so one of Chris's friends loved her. Angela kept calling me Big Cans. And it was funny too because they would be in the bowling alley cheering, "Go Big Cans, go Big Cans." Yeah. Now people are starting to come in, but you know me, I rolled with it. I don't really care.
You rolled with it?
I rolled with it. Look at that, George.
Who says you're not interesting?
Yeah. So that was the first activity, and it was a lot of fun. They really did. So now we walk, and if I had known we were going to walk from one part of Foxwoods to the other part, I would have probably wore not as fashionable shoes, but more comfortable shoes. Because at the end of the day, let's just say these shoes weren't as comfortable. I couldn't wait to get them off. So we walked to the other end because now it's go-kart racing.
Oh.
So here's where I say, was it smart to have three vodkas before go-kart racing? Hell yeah. It was awesome.
Damn right it was.
So we went for the training. We all came up with different names. And
tell me Big Cans stuck.
No, I didn't put Big Cans. They all expected me to, but I put Santa's baby because I'm born on Christmas. So, I mean.
Yeah, you are a December baby, a Christmas baby.
So, but what they do is take a picture of you because they plaster your picture up on the thing, which I didn't know. I had to take five retakes because the thing was like face this close. I was like, I'm not having my picture go up like that. So, needless to say, we go through the whole educational piece. This is no joke. This isn't like no K1 speed or anything like this in Wilmington. We go around the corner.
Yeah.
This is like actual like neck braces and stuff you put on. Like, I'm like, what is going on? So we watch.
This doesn't match my sweater.
Well, they said take, you know, go slow in the corners because it's no joke. It's like multiple levels. And I love driving fast. So I was very excited for this. But it's not a joke. When you do take the turns, you know, I was going to be like in a... Fast and Furious. I was going to skirt.
Yeah,
I was
going to,
and I did skirt quite a few times, you know? So.
You know, you earn the name Big Cans. Don't just get called it.
Oh, yeah. So we're watching and we're like, oh, wow. Like, look at some of these guys like going out there. One guy was named Venomous. He literally brought his own helmet. So I don't know who he must
Venom,
be.
Because
I asked one of the guys.
Marvel. Yeah.
He is.
John Train.
A
like
competitor.
You never heard of the Train before. You've only.
I have heard
a
train.
No. You've heard a train. You haven't heard this train because we were in.
Is this a special
train?
Don,
your followers are upset with you right now. You don't know the train? The train is legendary. Every episode in the Garage.
Oh, the train goes by?
Yeah. You're piecing that together,
probably,
are you?
All right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Don't
it's worry. Early for me.
It's
George.
Early for everybody.
Your listeners can listen any time. What are you talking about?
That's
it's
true.
Early for us.
That's right.
So, Yeah, so he had a Venom helmet. So, like, he literally goes around and competes. I hope he's not listening. If so, I was a big fan of yours. I said you were unbelievable. So, because I videotaped how amazing you were out there. And especially for my kids, because he had like this, like no joke, venom mask with a tongue and everything. I was like, wow, this guy like is seriously like
there's a
competitor
movie
out
now,
there.
Venom, there will be.
Yeah, cars. I heard it's it like, wasn't that great though.
Yeah, I heard the same.
So these guys, I asked one of the workers there, and he said that they come and compete, and they put like a pot in to compete, and then whoever wins. So this guy's no joke. Him and then another friend showed up, and he looked like he had a little bag with his own helmet. I'm not quite sure what he was, but they meant some serious business. They were like going all over. So now it's our turn. So you can put the jumpsuit on. Nobody is going to do that. No, I didn't see one person
who's
with the jumpsuit. I almost wanted to do just for pictures for shits and giggles, but
yeah.
I didn't do it. So we put the neck brace. This time you get the neck bracing helmet on, you can like literally not move. It's like, so once you get strapped into the car,
you're looking
you
forward.
Can't look left or right to see if anybody's coming. You just got to hear the noise. So we were put in with a bunch of other people competing.
With Venom?
And not with Venom, thank God. So this was just some random people. And, you know, they have you go. So I was like, wow. You know, you get the feel for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, it's no joke when you're taking these corners. Like, you seriously, I'm doing great. I'm going around. I didn't want to hit one of Chris's friends.
That's nice
of
you.
In front of me, which I did tap her by accident one point. But I didn't want to, like, and I wanted to pass her, but I didn't want anybody to feel nervous.
You got to let her
I
know.
I finally did pass her. She slowed down.
Get out of the way. You got to get out of the
way. But I'm going. All of a sudden, I hear this noise in. Bam, I get smacked so hard. And people were spinning out and stuff. And I was like, who is this? Like, who just hit me like that? So part of me was like, should I go after him or not?
Yeah,
so I did let him and his two friends go. I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Oh,
just let them go. So then I was like, you know what? No. So I tried hard
yeah.
to try to go after
and
him.
Did you?
But no, because then I got reeled in. It was like at the end of the thing. So
who was it? Oh, so you didn't, it was
I have no idea.
Someone outside the park.
Somebody outside of our park. Because one of Chris's friends, Angela, got out and she started yelling at them for hitting us and stuff like that. And she was wicked funny. She was like, you were hitting us out there. And but it was so much fun. Yeah. Like the speed, everything about it was just like amazing. I'd be a little nervous with my young ones. I mean, they do have different cars for the younger kids. But you definitely, it's not like, I've done it in Wilmington and stuff.
The Grand Prix.
Right. And yeah. It's not, you get a tap, you know, you get in trouble. This
right.
is no joke. Like, I was like, where are the guys?
You're
like, we're getting slammed
yeah.
out here. Like, I thought there was supposed to be like a yellow and a thing
hey,
and stuff
kids,
like that.
Go big or go home.
Well, that's, I came and had a good time. You know, and it was, so then we got to have, this was like our free time before the nice dinner.
Oh,
so,
Larry allowed you some free time. That's good.
So we came out as a group and I was like, I need a coffee. So I got some Starbucks and like Krista went out shopping with her mom, which was sweet. And some of the other people might have went and gambled and stuff. So I was like, you know what? I said, I'm going to take this coffee and I'm going to go to my room.
Nice.
And I said, I'll meet up with all of you after. Because quite frankly, I'm not a gambler. And so I wasn't going to gamble. So, and why not take? So I went out with my coffee. I read a little. I just kind of lay there. I dozed off for a little bit. I set my alarm just in case I fell asleep. I dozed off for a little. I went and took a nice, long, hot shower. Then I was like, shit, look at the time. I like now did. So now I had a hurry. So we all got dolled up, went down to Chris's room before we went down. Had such a nice dinner at the Charlie's Steakhouse there.
Yeah.
Dinner was amazing. And Larry and Krista were cute because I was coupless. So now all the other couples join us. And so I was without a partner.
You were a plus one.
I was a plus one. So I shared the a la carte veggies with Larry and Krista.
Aww,
so
precious.
They were really cute of letting me share with them. And so, and it was so sweet. I was next to Phyllis in across from Ray. So I was able to talk all night with Chris's mom. So, and you know, she was going back.
Did Ray get his ice?
I'm sorry?
Did Ray get his ice?
Did get his ice?
Yeah, did he have ice in his drinks? Did he have enough ice?
I didn't pay attention to
I'm sure you'd hear it if he didn't have it. So I guess he must have had it. Because if he didn't, you'd have known.
All right. Yeah. I didn't really pay attention because he was next
Chris is
to
laughing
Larry
right
Target.
Now with that.
All right. Because I was next to Phyllis.
Yeah.
So it was loud in there. So it was kind of like I could hear directly because Chris and Larry are across from me.
Yeah.
But I had a struggle to lean across to talk to Ray. But I could hear Phyllis because she was next to me. So, you know, she was funny. She was like, oh, when you girls were younger, I could always trust what Krista was doing because, you know, I knew she was with you. And I'm like, I look at her, Chris. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I really reeled her in tonight.
Absolutely.
There was nothing happening. You can trust me 100%.
So it was amazing. We had an unbelievable dinner. We had a lot of laughs. And then we went and had a drink somewhere. We couldn't get in the nightclub. It was like packed in there.
They didn't let the party of how many did you guys have?
I forget what the total was. But there was a huge line to get in. Yeah. So I don't think it mattered. I mean, Fox, you would not think like it was any kind of anything going on. It was packed.
Was this a Saturday night?
Yes.
All right. That explains it.
So then we had a drink, kind of walked around. I watched Krista and Larry gamble. And then I got a cappuccino around 1 a.m. and went to my room.
So basically it was party, coffee, and room for you.
I didn't have a lot to drink over at dinner. I had like maybe one drink and then another drink maybe at the bar after. I didn't really, I didn't have a lot.
What's your drink of choice now? And is it different from when you were first drinking? Well, first drinking doesn't count because you just drink whatever, right?
You drink whatever. Well, no, I always drank vodka when I was younger.
Did you?
And I still drink. I like my Tito's. I don't drink that much because I get migraines.
Oh.
And so I'm not that much of a drinker. So that was really the first time I drank in a long time because it sets my migraines off. The drink of choice that does not set my migraines off, but I usually only have one. And that's why the night we went out, I was the driver because I really can't drink. So I think I had one drink that night we went out. And when we got together at Fusion, the night that I called, I think I had one and a half. So I have to be
careful. How do you do one and a half?
I didn't finish.
You just on purpose or just?
Yeah, well, because I'm afraid of getting a migraine and I don't want to chance it. So the drink that doesn't really set off my migraines, but like I said, I only have one, is bourbon. I know it's not. So my husband goes, out of all the alcohol in the entire world, bourbon doesn't set.
But I want to know, did you do a test? Did you go through a week where you said, okay, today I'm drinking this to see if it's...
No, I've been in different places. So I've had margaritas. Yeah. I know that the tequila sets me off.
Okay.
I've had, when I have the white Mai Tais, it depends. Like I didn't have a migraine the next day last week. Sometimes when I have vodka, yeah, it does. So there are certain drinks. I can't have wine.
No, none?
No, it sets off my migraines.
No bubbles?
Yeah, none of that can set me off. So bourbon it is.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah. So my family makes fun of me. They're like, bourbon. Mom's going to have a bourbon.
Bourbon.
So yeah, to believe it or not, I'm not much of a drinker. So.
Oh, I believe it. You're too busy mothering your boys.
Well, that and yeah, I can't really do it. It will set me off. But yes, well, basketball season's starting right after Thanksgiving, and my whole life will be at a basketball court, which I wouldn't want to change it. Haven't been in for 2 years, so
you must miss
looking
it,
forward
right?
to it. I do miss it. You know, like everybody says it to you after their children have grown up and stuff. They're like, oh, it goes by too fast. You're going to really miss it.
Cherish
stuff.
These times.
And I'm like, cherish the time. And I'm like, you know what? With having the only positive during all of this was it was nice in the beginning where we were all like together, you know?
And
so, no, but I mean, because our lives kind of slowed down.
Yeah.
And so the family time together was really nice. We either had movie night or the next night was game night. So that's what we were doing. It was just like our lives weren't hurry up, cook the dinner.
Yeah.
You know, rush home from work, cook dinner. This one's going to this practice. Like everybody's life is with their kids nowadays. Because it's so different than like us growing up. Like our parents just said, all right, good luck at your game. You right. know, now yeah. parents are, one of us is always present at a game. And I'm speaking probably for everybody, you know. So everybody's lives are always revolved around... I'd like to say parents, not that our parents weren't involved in our lives, but I think parents of today are very involved in like everything, like pretty much sports, definitely. You know, it's very rare that I go to any of my kids' games that there isn't one parent attending or both. Or so, yes, I am going to miss it. I feel like the last year and a half, like everybody else, everybody's life probably went by so quickly that it's just, it's amazing on how... I'm like, my son is a senior now. It's like, if I could freeze time, I would.
If you could turn back time.
I know. You want me to start singing?
I
you really
do.
Don't.
I
you
do.
Don't want me to sing. My kids tell me all the time, don't sing.
Then but you should.
It's just it's just sad. And I'm sure like everybody, and I said to Anthony, I'm like, oh, that's my husband for all my listeners. you know, I said to him, I go, I can't believe our parents, like, they didn't get upset. Like, we moved on and we left. I'm like, it's so wrong. Like, once they're gone, no offense to us, my husband, but it's just going to be Anthony and I. And I'm like, you know, it's like, I know that's what you strive to get to, but it's just your life becomes so used to this is what it is that it's an
adjustment for everybody.
It really is. So, I don't know. My husband just wants to retire now and just golf. That's all he wants to do.
Well, I think your son should go down to that Florida school.
You know what he really wants? Well, you know what? That school has its own beach. You know, obviously it's on the beach. And it has its own golf course. And if he went to that school, there's a lot of pluses. Friends of ours own a condo on the other side of the golf course. So if there was any issue, and they plan on moving there permanently next year.
Wow.
So if he had an issue, he could go right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like him within driving distance. I don't know why.
Of course you would.
Because I said to him, you know, it's very expensive if you're going to these faraway schools. I'm not going to be flying you back home, back and forth all the time. It's only going to be for a major holiday, and that's it. You know, it's too costly. I don't know about everybody else, but I don't have thousands of dollars saved for school.
No, he has
to get loans and stuff and hope for any kind of financial aid. I don't know,
sure,
the pastor and stuff. But, like, I don't know where everybody is. But I'm like, I don't know how I got to be this age, which is, according to my twins, they have no concept of age. Because they were like, you've been with Dad for 22 years, Mom? You're in your 30s. I was like, yeah, I know. So they, like, so confused on how old I am.
Now, I know the number. That's funny.
As my oldest. Wow. Oh, yeah, they're so confused on how old I am.
Well, you don't look your age, though, to be fair. You don't. I wouldn't guess. I know what you are now, and I know what you will be on Christmas Day. And you don't look that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you think I look? Not in my 30s.
Maybe 2 years younger. I'm just kidding. I don't know the date, but I'm teasing.
2 years younger.
I know you were drinking when I said I was hoping to get a spit take from you, but no, I would have no problem saying early 40s.
Yeah, that's what I get a lot, which is nice.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take that. But yeah, my oldest knows how old I am. So for the listeners out there, I will share. I am 49 years old, and I will be 50 on Christmas, which is just like, I don't feel, except when I do sit for a long period of time, I don't know if this happens to anybody else, I probably have osteoarthritis. When I get up, I have to, like, stand for a second because my knees hurt and, like, to move. And I'm like, what happened? Like,
really? Every morning? Like, when you get up?
No, just every time I sit.
Every time you sit. So when you get off that chair.
I have bad knees anyways. I've had a couple of surgeries on my knees, so I'm thinking it's osteoarthritis. But yeah, I have to. You'll see when I get up after this.
You'll stand
when
for
I
a
stand,
couple
and it hurts for me to take the first couple steps. Then I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
And
don't have that? Is it just me?
Well, and I am technically a little older than you are. No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe you didn't play as hard as I did all these years.
Who does? Who did though? Really?
So, yeah, I have some issues with the knees, but yeah. Yeah, so the age thing is just mind-boggling, and I'm going to be that old, and we're all this old. And
right?
It's just, but...
It is funny, because I look back, and I remember thinking how old 50 seemed.
Back in our day, yeah.
Back in our, right. It really is...
It's the new middle age, right?
I love when people do that. Oh, wait, I'm 50 now? 50's a new 30. That's right.
It is, yeah. It's, well, you know what?
My uncle sent me a birthday thing on Monday, and he said 50 is the new 30-ish. I love the ish. That was great.
The ish, yeah. Well, it is. But it's funny, like, when you go home and you go do things, you don't really – I don't think, oh, I'm 49.
No.
You know, and then I was buying jeans, and I don't know if women my age, so I was like, oh. I went into Hollister recently because my boys turned 13. You know, it's a big year this year. My twins turned 13, and Logan will be 18 December 26th. So –
Whoa. Your son's born the day after your
birth? Yes.
You couldn't squeeze it out the day before?
Oh, my gosh. When I went to go, I went the Christmas Eve day for my OBGYN appointment when I was pregnant with him. And he said he was going away, my OBGYN, to go visit his mom in Virginia. And he said, why don't you go get the ultrasound today? And then we'll plan to induce you that Monday. So my son was born on a Friday. Christmas was on a Thursday that year. And he said, Monday when I get back, we'll induce you. And I said, okay. And I didn't know what I was having. I wanted to be surprised. And so I was enormous. Like, I gain a significant amount of weight, whereas I come back from Jamaica wearing a very skimpy tankini and then became like a house. So, because like, I was like, oh, I can eat this. It's just going to bounce right off.
Right.
And I eat things I'd never eat in my entire life. So it was just crazy. But so I went and I had the appointment and he said, book the, go down to ultrasound. I want to see, you know, what's going on. So they called down ultrasound and they were closing early because it was Christmas Eve day. So they said, oh, don't worry about it. We'll set you up for the day after Christmas. And I was like, oh, all right. So I host Christmas Eve every year. So I went and hosted it at my house, wobbling around because my pelvic bone cracked from him. So I'm hosting. I was in so much pain. I was up all night. I went to my sister's for Christmas dinner. I couldn't even eat. I was in just so much pain. I was now wearing like Anthony's clothes, like his sweaters and stuff. And so I'll remember it so clearly. So we went that Friday morning and we were going to go out to lunch to celebrate my birthday later and stuff. So we went for the ultrasound. We got the same one we had last time. And I was like, oh, forget it. Just tell me. Because I had a whole Christmas outfit because he was like a week late. So I was like, I had this whole Christmas outfit and it was 0 to 3 months and stuff like that. And so when I was talking to her, I was like, I had an outfit. It was 0 to 3 months. She's like, there's no way this baby would fit in 0 to 3 months. I'm like, what are you talking about? And so she goes, you're going to see this baby today. So I'm like, just tell me. Just tell me. She's like, I'm not telling you. You've waited this long. So the baby was showing 12:14 on the ultrasound. So my doctor was away. They had to have the on-call. And so long story short, I had to go to the hospital. They had to do an emergency C-section. And they said, because the covering doctor said, because he was so big, you know, he's going to come a certain way for the safety. And he was all about, so, you know, because it could go either 2 pounds either way. He could be 10 something or 14 something. So I was like, I don't care. Just get the baby out of me safest way possible. So needless to say, Logan Anthony Shula was born at 4:26 that day, 10 pounds, 12 ounces, 24 inches long.
Ouch.
So when they pulled him out, nobody told me what it was, but they whisked Anthony over there, even though I did all the work. and they told me they were calling him a 3-month-old because he was so big.
Really?
Yeah. So
did he feel every bit of it? Did you feel every bit of it, I mean?
Oh, yeah. He was enormous. My stomach, look at him now. He's 6'6". So, I mean, he's just... always been a big boy. No, but he just was a big boy.
But he was a C-section baby.
He was a C-section baby.
No, do you think, do you ever imagine the other way?
Yeah, I didn't want a C-section.
You didn't want a C-section?
At all.
You wanted to rip that to shreds?
I wouldn't necessarily want to talk about my girl parts being ripped to shreds, but... Okay.
That's fair.
Whatever happened, happened. I mean, I definitely wanted him... vaginally, and it just it didn't work out that way. So I guess it happened the way it's supposed to happen. I nothing I could do about it. And then with the twins, they did not want to give me a VBAC. And so
what's a VBAC?
It's after you have it's you want to have a vaginal delivery after a C-section. They don't really, and because of they're identical twins. So I'd have ultrasounds like every other week to make sure they didn't have the twin-to-twin syndrome, you know, one taking more from the other because they shared a placenta.
60-40.
Right. So they were growing neck and neck. But at 35 weeks, I didn't even feel contractions, but I knew something felt weird. I went in the hospital like 28 weeks and I was having contractions. I didn't even feel them.
Really?
Well, they were just so big. So at 35 weeks, they were afraid of my uterus rupturing. And so it was more safety. They had me have them have a C-section at 35 weeks. So they were born 5 weeks early. Born 5 weeks early, they were 7'1 and 6'14.
Wow.
So that's a lot of BB in there. plus my placenta, where they said they couldn't really fit it in the container, saying that's another 7 pounds. So
wow.
They spent some time in the NICU.
So you lost like 20 pounds when you had those two babies.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. I was still big as a house. I used to go in to get my ultrasounds at like 3 or 4 months and people thought I was going in to have a baby because I was just so big. And like, I don't have a lot of pictures of that, but I couldn't see my feet. Everything was long gone for that. I had a great pregnancy and they were born healthy. They spent time in the NICU, but.
How'd you put shoes on? By faith?
Well, I stopped doing hands-on nursing. I was more doing like administrative stuff at that point. So I had more like flat like dress shoes. Oh. So I didn't have to really tie anything. And like if I did for the winter and stuff, I'd put. But I was pregnant with them mostly in the summer when I got really big because they were born in October.
So is that uncomfortable though with the heat? And you go.
Everything was uncomfortable that's pregnant fair. With them. You know what? But that's a dumb question. I mean, I enjoyed pregnancy, so I loved it. I loved.
What'd you love see about the feet. It?
I'm sorry.
What'd you love about it? I hear nothing but complaints about from pregnant women.
What I love about
not that
it?
I hang out with pregnant
it's
women.
It's amazing to know that they're...
Oh, that part, but going through it, though. Yeah. The summer, you're all...
Yeah, that's not... Yeah, that didn't bother me.
Because you go big
even with
go
the
home,
two of them. Yeah, what. I mean, that's... I go hard. You I
even,
go big.
You even birth the best.
No shit, George. Yes. I don't fool around.
Yes.
Yeah, I love.
That's how you got
it.
The nickname
the
Big
feeling.
Cans, because you had the oh twins God. And the yeah. 6 foot six kid.
So this was funny. So the group chat...
We're going to skip that part? Okay.
There's a group chat with Krista, with the whole group, you know, that was away, which was a lot of fun. And, you know, they wanted to meet Anthony.
Yeah.
So they had set up, they wanted to get together and plan a dinner, which it's tentatively planned for this weekend coming up, but my son is in a basketball tournament next weekend, so I don't know. But so they planned it. And so she had Angela, which was really funny.
You like Angela, I can tell.
No, I like all of them.
But you like.
But no, her comment was funny.
Oh.
And so... So she wrote, they were writing on the dates and stuff. And then when I replied, she goes, this is the funniest thing. She goes, it just came through my Alexa, Big Cans. And she goes, so everybody started laughing at the group text. I was like, oh, that's funny. So I had to tell
I can
my,
hear the voice, Big Cans.
Oh,
says.
My God. So I had to tell my husband they had nicked me Big Cans.
well, you had to let him know. He's going to hear it sometime.
Yeah. So you just go with it. You know, my husband's more reserved. So we're like night and day.
Yeah. Well, that's how it works.
Because I said to him, I go, would you do a podcast? He goes, you know I wouldn't do a podcast. I'm like, all right, whatever.
That's awesome. That's funny. No, but that's good, though. And you've been together, you said 17. Oh, wait, no.
Wait, so 17. We're planning on getting together. I don't know if it's going to work, getting together next weekend. Because not everybody's responding in it, whether it will work. And it's very, I don't know my son. I want to see my son play in the tournament. And it's a 3-day tournament. So the games could be anytime.
Oh.
So I don't really know. And it starts Friday.
You can't make plans because...
I would really love to go see all of them and stuff and go out and, you know, have Anthony meet them. Because like I said, greatest couples, so welcoming to me. The husbands were like such gentlemen. Like they don't have... They were just like really sweet. Like when we went to go out to dinner and stuff, they were like, oh, you look really nice. Like they didn't have to do that. Like it was just, you know, they've helped me, made me feel really welcome. So... it was a great 24 hours. So, not as much fun as my son. I didn't fall in love or do anything crazy.
Right.
I did say to Krista, you think I could find a sugar daddy here
at
Boxwood?
Oh, see, well, that's the place. The sugar factory.
I didn't really have a lot. I took my downtime
factory,
and I took
they?
It to the rum, you know? What's I mean, right? I didn't really peruse the area for a sugar daddy.
Well,
and then Larry goes, you got to be careful of the poses. And I was like, yeah, it's too much work.
That's
you
know, a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
I'll just stick with what I have.
Yeah. Take the Starbucks after your hotel up to the room.
Yeah, stick with Anthony, you know.
Yeah, whatever, rather, you know what I mean?
Rather marry for love than money. Who needs money?
Who needs money, right?
Right, so.
You got a guy that's willing to sit in the car while you do a podcast.
That's right. So, Sugar Daddy wouldn't
so
do that.
No,
Sugar Daddy would have sent me by limo.
That's right.
To Abington.
That's right. Abington James, I'm assuming.
But, yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been up to. So just getting ready. I can't believe it's the end of November, and I am hosting my first Thanksgiving, and it's a sad but sweet, and I really don't want to.
Why?
Because it's the one holiday I don't do. When we moved my mom out of her house and she moved into an apartment, she had we had all taken holidays, and so my brother was the one that took Thanksgiving. So unfortunately, during COVID the last couple of years, 2 years ago, my brother ended up having a stroke. So we didn't have Thanksgiving with him. He was in the rehab. And so we had it at my niece's house, which was a big cluster because she cooked two turkeys and neither of them were really done well or done. And last year... my brother was still very compromised and my sister's compromised. So my kids were in sports during COVID and I didn't want to risk either one at that point because, you know, I didn't want them to, they're around other people and take a chance with either family member. So I chose to stay home because I couldn't choose between the two.
Yeah.
And they didn't get together. So I stayed home and we got Chinese food, which is kind of funny. And my kids liked it, but didn't like it. You know, they liked being with the family, but it was just an odd day. Like I'm sure with everybody's family, you know, they couldn't get together. So we had Chinese food and I was like, oh, we have next year. So unfortunately, we do not have next year because my brother ended up passing in June. So if I could go back in time, probably maybe would have changed my decision a little bit. But so I ended up getting talked into having it. And I invited my sister-in-law and my nieces and nephews, but tough here, obviously. They're just going to stay home. So I'm having my sister and my niece and, you know, family that they've, you know, they're best friends that they've always had, and my brother-in-law's sister. And then my in-laws are very compromised, too. So they, they're here. They're usually in Florida. But because my mother-in-law isn't feeling very well, she's having some treatments done, so they're around. So I invited them. My brother-in-law is not going to come with his four kids. They're doing something else. But where I work, I invited a couple nurses who didn't have anywhere to go or any family. So they're coming too, because that was the big thing of my mother. You know, Thanksgiving, my mother loved, because Thanksgiving is a holiday of, there's no gift giving. It's just everybody enjoying each other's company over a good meal. And so my mother, all through the years, have always had whoever had nowhere to go, invite. So my sister and I over the years have invited travel nurses or whoever, you know, where we've worked to come eat dinner with us.
That's awesome.
And so I have a couple nurses coming. So I'm doing, because I'm part Italian and my husband is Italian, we're going to do the Italian before, but I'm going to set up like a buffet. So if you want Italian, eat Italian.
Right.
If you want Italian and a slice of turkey next week, eat it. I don't really care. I'm going to set up like a buffet in... So I'm just praying the turkey goes well, my stuffing goes well, because like I said, I've never cooked a big turkey, so this should be interesting.
Now, do you, there's an easy way to do the turkey if you spatchcock it. It's way quicker. You don't get to stuff it, though, so you probably want to go the traditional route.
You
butterfly it.
Yeah.
Butterfly is basically the cheat word for it, and if you break the breastbone and it expands like this, it cooks much faster.
Oh.
But you don't stuff it. You can't have stuffing. You want the stuffing.
You know, I don't know where I'm going to go with the stuffing. I cook every night. So I cook a meal my boys are used to.
You can still make stuffing. It just can't be in the turkey.
I have a couple recipes I'm going to look at and toy with. My sister's making a turkey too, because we have a significant amount of people. So
wow.
We're going to have two turkeys. And my sister loves the whole next day sandwich, sure, bologna stuff. So I could give a take. It's not my favorite meal, but I love to cook. I bake. So, I mean, like I said, got to help the girls. I mean, I've tried to teach my boys. My two youngest are willing to cook. They're beside me. Cooking, my oldest, forget it. And he said, I'm going to marry somebody that knows how to cook,
he
Mom.
He tried to meet that girl. He still told him it was
love
bad
of his
idea.
Life.
Love of his life.
Love of his life. Said to me, Mom, do you think it will happen again? I go,
she can microwave
goodness.
Popcorn. She can heat up leftovers.
I don't think they got that far. They walked through the campus together, and it was probably like a few drinks from the Donnie involved. I don't really know. I was like, I had to try to keep a serious straight face going, I'm sure you'll find love again.
As quickly.
8 hours, really.
My first day, not even in college, I've already fallen in love. That's great.
It's unbelievable. And I said to Anthony, I'm like, I'm a little concerned. But I think he was just fast. Well, the thing was, too, she was tall. And he doesn't find love tall. So that was like a big draw to him. She was 5'11". It's very rare that he can find... He's 6'6". I mean, like, I look like...
Yeah, right.
A munchkin next to him. Like,
and it's
so
good for her, because she's not probably going to find too many...
He takes a size 18 sneaker.
You know what they say, big foot, big sneaker.
Yeah. Well, tonight, I was informed by my husband that he's going to... you heard of those white shirt parties or something? Yeah. So tonight, his says, I have small feet.
Nice. Nice. Okay.
And he didn't just get any kind of white t-shirt. He got like a white tank.
Well, I mean, come on. You're Italian, you got to wear the white beater, right?
Show the guns. Let's go. Right. I said to him, I go, why would he buy a white tank?
Why wouldn't he?
So yeah, he's going to a pâté.
So what are you doing?
This weekend, we had friends of ours ask us to go to eat and then sit by their fire. I'm actually taking this because our lives are going to be so hectic next week. I am doing like a deep, thorough cleaning. So today through my house, I'm putting all the Halloween decorations away, getting out. I don't have many Thanksgiving stuff because quite frankly, you roll right into Christmas and I never have Thanksgiving.
Right, so if you don't have
I'm just going to leave the pumpkin decorations I have out because quite frankly, pumpkin can go fall.
Squash.
So yeah, I got a little cut of those little weird things. What are those things called?
What?
Besides the pumpkins, the decorative...
I don't know, squashy things.
I don't know.
Squashy things?
You know what my hints are, those...
What?
I might have to Google. They're,
are you eating them?
Besides the pumpkins, they come out...
For Halloween?
No, they're just in general for fall. They're like the gourds, like the... They're called gourds or something like that.
What you mean the cornucopia, the baskets with the fruit in it?
No, I'm talking about instead of pumpkins.
Yeah?
They're like the weird-shaped squashes, like the gourds and stuff.
Aren't they just called weird squash? No?
All right, well, whatever. All right, I have some of those squash. And a decorative thing. I know what you're talking about.
I didn't at first.
You didn't know by my hand gestures?
Well, your hand gestures.
Listeners,
little,
you couldn't tell by my hand gestures.
I was picturing something else. I'll leave that to your imagination. But
yeah. So yeah, I'll leave that out and then put the rest away and do like a deep cleaning and kind of catch up on laundry and kind of get a head start for what's to come.
So you're going to go take a nap is what you're saying?
No. No, I'm not.
You're really going to
stay up and do that? My hair's going to go in a bun.
Yeah.
The headphones are going to go on.
Oh.
And I'm going to clean. Sing and dance while I do it. So that's it.
Bad knees and all.
Bad knees. Once I get going, George,
it's okay. It's the momentum.
It's the get up. It's the train.
It's the train principle. See,
exactly.
It all goes back to the train.
Exactly.
I think I can.
Boys know, too. Like, you know, if my husband wasn't home, I'd be blasting it through the speakers. And the boys know. Like, we dance and when we clean,
what,
too.
What do you play?
I have a variety of songs.
All right. Well, a song just popped into your head. What was it?
Let the Music Play. I just heard it on the way.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I can go from there to Thrift Shop to anything. Like, you know, Michael Bublé. Anything
Bublé.
Feeling good. Yeah, I can go from anything. So I like hearing music when I'm cooking or I'm cleaning. You know, it just kind of gets me going.
Sure.
I don't know. I have a lot of, we have play music and do a lot of crazy things just like traditions. Like, you know, there's a lot of traditions coming. I'm sure you have traditions in your family. Like, we have a lot, you know, with the pumpkin carving. We make, you know, gingerbread cookies together, and we make the Christmas cookies together, and then we have a gingerbread house night with all the family members. I have them come over, and we build gingerbread houses. And,
wow.
You know,
that's
big
cool.
Things all the time. You know, Easter, big huge Easter egg hunt where the cousins push each, you know, just like typical.
They do what now?
Apple picking, they push each other. It's horrible. It's like a violent.
It's the best
Easter
tradition
egg
ever.
Hunt. Yeah. They like.
Hunger Games.
It's like, well, because they're, each egg's different. Like I have transport eggs are worth a different price. And then
Dawn, you know what came up the other day? Oh, not the other day, with Chris at the scavenger hunts.
Oh my God. I used to love that. Yep. Yep. Those were like the best time.
Yeah.
It was so much fun running in and out of the places and getting the stuff. Like, it was a lot of good times.
What's
I don't
the
know if
weirdest
kids
place?
Do that now.
No, of course they don't. Well, they do it virtually. Like Pokemon.
Well, you know what? Sandy had a scavenger hunt for her bridal, her bachelorette party. Sandy
really?
Was not with us. We were the team. I was with Lisa and Patty, and Jen wasn't on our team. I'm trying to think who else. Leslie was on our team. You had to have the stuffed animal with you in every picture, but there was a big prize if you do the wildest thing. So we woke up this firehouse.
Oh, boy.
And you had to get, one of the things was you had to jump in bed with a fireman. So
what?
We did that. This was years ago.
Of course it was. But
you know, you can't get away with this.
Well, maybe you could.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't dare try jumping in bed with a fireman now, but... So we jumped in bed with the fireman, and then we took a picture.
Hold on. Don't cross over
just,
that. No. How do you work that out? Not that you're probably going to get people who are going to fight you, but how do you say that? Do you go listen to scavenger hunt, or do you just go?
I think we might have walked in. I probably did the talking.
Probably,
and
yes.
I think I said,
how's it going?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Wonderful.
Oh, great. Have a good day. listeners. There was somebody walking by with their daughter. I just had to say hello. Friendly group here in the garage. I believe I probably said to them, we're in the middle of a scavenger hunt.
I
said, I need to jump in bed with one of you guys. And so we had to get the picture with the stuff.
Happens every day.
I believe I was the one that jumped in the bed.
For the sake of the story.
For the team.
Did you know?
Yeah. This is for a whole nother podcast. We'll get into how much details of this night. But
that's a good idea, actually.
We went and we thought we would win it by doing this off the crazy picture of us just in the fireman boots in their jackets and helmets. Well, let's just say we did not win. I think it was rigged. Sandy's team won, so I think they rigged it to the bride one.
How do they top that?
How do you top that?
I asked you first.
I do not have pictures of this. Sandy does.
But you know.
But we risked it all. And I'm not going to say there was some other poses in the picture, but we did a good job.
Okay. You just didn't do it enough.
What more could you ask for? All the firemen were I clearly remember this. I don't remember last week because I'm old. But I clearly remember all the firemen were lined up at the door while we were on the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Dressed like this. They were all awake watching this. But back then, everything was in the right places and we looked better. So
what were you wearing?
Just the jacket and the boots.
The jacket and the boots and the helmet. Okay. So there was... Well, I'm just
my bra and underwear were on.
No, it's not meant. But realistically, there wasn't. You couldn't see much because the jackets are big.
No, it was. I was trying to be like a sexy pose, the jacket ended at the upper thigh.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, there might have been a little bit of cleavage shown on the top.
Sure. You got zippers, of course.
Yeah, you might have worked a button or two a little loose.
You may have.
May.
We're not. This is hypothetical. We don't remember.
Hypothetical is right.
Pictures on here.
It could have been. But I thought it was enough to bring it home. Really?
It sounds it.
We got robbed.
But what I'm asking is, how was that picture topped?
We're not really sure.
What do you mean?
It was rigged.
Did they have the same pictures as you?
No. So they did have to go in the fire department. Did they do what we did? Absolutely not.
What did they do?
I think they just took a picture with the fireman.
See, that was rigged then.
We went all in.
Rigged. No pun intended.
Exactly. It was rigged because she was the bride.
Yeah.
We went all in. We said, what can we do? And we did it.
Dawn, you did everything you could. You lived up to your name.
We brought it.
You did bring it. You brought it. It was brought in. And you were robbed. Yeah. It's a good life lesson right there.
It was, you know.
Always be on the bride.
We did everything on the list and then some.
And you went above and beyond.
We really did. But it was fun because I believe we were in a limo and they bring you around and you jump out.
Okay.
And then you run and you grab these random people and have to do whatever and have the teddy bear. Sandy has all these pictures.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
Probably in a safe deposit box.
They are locked up.
Yes.
And I said, keep them there, right next to my bachelorette party, which we're not going to go into. So
that's another podcast.
Yeah, it's another podcast for sure.
See, and you say you're not interesting, Dawn, and then this stuff comes up.
Oh, I knew I would come up with stuff to talk. I just didn't know if you wanted me by myself, really, like this, or you wanted me with a partner.
See, that screamed of you being nervous because...
No, I'm not nervous. Do I seem like I'm nervous?
No, you do not. No, you do not. But yeah. When you were almost... It seemed like you really wanted Krista to be here.
No, I thought that's what you wanted.
No, I asked you, but then,
all right,
when you guys
but then
were,
I figured
but when
that,
you were both on,
oh,
on
okay.
the Facebook,
you know what? I
FaceTime
that,
call, I'm like, oh, great, now I got to ask Krista.
Right. Well, no, all right. Well, that's
which
where
not,
I thought
no,
you were going with
it's
that.
It's no disrespect to Krista, but no. I you know, she's been on this show more than anybody, but.
Well, I just figured you wanted us together, so that's why I said that. I had no problems coming in by myself.
I even told you.
I haven't even gone down. I better beat listeners out there. You know who I need to beat now. Come on. You have to find me a little bit higher than her. Let's go. I'll break into my other stories.
So, yes, yes.
I do have a bad habit, though, which drives my husband a little crazy, but I think he'll appreciate it later in life.
What's
is that
habit?
I videotape everything. So if we're going apple picking, I'll videotape. This is today's date. Blah, blah, blah. We're going on this.
How often do you tape?
I tape everything. Oh, all right.
So you're taping the whole time.
I will show you.
You're not just saying, hey, we're apple picking. Here's an apple. Boom. End of story.
Oh, God, no. I don't have my glasses. I'm old, people.
Do you, your glasses? Oh, those are sunglasses. Do you enjoy it?
Oh, I enjoy it because I'm my father in so many ways that I narrate absolutely everything. Oh, look at, all right, here. Look. So when you walk in, listeners, I'm showing the video.
Put it to the mic.
This is my humongous room to myself. This is my bathroom. Okay.
I'm playing the video of the room.
That's awesome.
All right.
That is a nice shower.
Look at this. Okay. Insane. And I have two huge beds.
So that's a little bit, listeners, of my video of my room. But this is me typically doing something at home, like just carving the pumpkins.
Okay.
Today is October 28th, the annual carving of the pumpkin. First one done is Logan.
Oh, that looks good.
Ooh. Here's Logan. Already done. Hi, Logan. How
are you? All right, man. Yeah, so, peace. Whatever, dude.
What year are you in?
Senior year.
Are you going to be here next year for carving pumpkins?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. All right. Moving along. Your name, sir?
Cole.
And how old are
like,
you?
Like,
And let's take a look at your pumpkin.
No, it's not finished yet.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Nice.
And what grade are you in, sir?
Seventh grade.
And this is... You are?
Anthony.
I thought I was going to say bored.
So that's just a little bit of like what I do.
You do that for everything.
I do it for everything.
So every time they have to, it's the same script.
I have
Apple. Who are you? How old are you?
Nope.
Will you be here?
Nope.
Hey, guy, thank goodness you're here to tell us. So we're now filming. We are now in motion, making our way to the orchard.
He just called her Big Kim.
Don't worry. Let it go. We're now going She's to the orchard.
That's great.
See, I film.
So you film everything.
I'm sure everybody. I film absolutely everything that goes on. So I narrate it. That's what my father used to do. But he used to do it with the big, look like the news Channel 5 VHS.
Got on your shoulder. Oh yeah,
there's
rascals.
There's a lot of people rolling on by us.
Hey,
right
you
now.
Know, I mean.
So, yeah, my father used to narrate everything. So we used to have back then, you know, the big VHS recorder, and he used to be like, "This is today's date. This is what the annual."
Well, it's funny because the dates in the corner on those too, aren't they?
Sort of, kind of, but sometimes you could be off. So I like to, and half the time I start the video and I don't know what day it is, and I got to stop, or
That's
I got to ask somebody,
now,
and I got to restart again, and you know. But I feel like to have it, I want to capture it.
Sure.
You know, so life's too short. That's what I've learned in the last 4 years. Unfortunately, which I'm not going to get into, but because I'll start crying, but I've had two major losses and I feel life's too short.
Yeah.
So for my boy's 13th birthday, which was October 17th, I had a big party, which I normally wouldn't have, but we have a couple decks outside and like heaters and stuff. I invited all of Anthony's like cousins that live close by and aunts and uncles because I feel like life's too short. And I kind of wrote a huge long email out to all of them. I'm kind of saying, you know, normally I wouldn't, it was great seeing them, but I normally wouldn't make people feel like they have to come to a party, you know, and expect something. And I basically wrote, you know, what had happened in the last few years. And, you know, in with the world today, so many people have had so many losses. And, you know, fortunate enough, you know, we were able to spend the time with our loved ones, but not everybody was so lucky. But, that we really just wanted people around us just for the love. We didn't want them to bring gifts, and I wrote that. It was just to feel the love. So the response was incredible of how many people had come by. And it was kind of like an open house. And then my, you know, boys had some of their friends. And, of course, my older son had a couple of his friends. And, you know,
you rolled the eyes on that one, Doc.
Yeah, that's just not good. That's another. So it just... there was a lot of laughs, a lot of hugs, a lot of love, and it was really nice. And so family is extremely important to Anthony and myself. And like I said, you just don't know when time is up for people. So I'm not trying to bring us down, listeners, but I'm sure you all have had a loss or something, especially during these times. So, so I just feel like every minute that I have with anybody in my life. That's why I was like, you know what? Normal me would have been like, oh, it's too much to arrange with the boys and everything. I'll stay home and miss this good time and celebrate my friend's birthday. And then I was like, you know what? No. So
Good.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. And I'm glad I went. I had such a great time. So that's what I'm saying. Like, life is just too short. So, you know, and yeah, it is what
it is. I'm sorry for your losses. I know I texted you when it happened.
Yes, I appreciate that. Like that I said, I can only talk about for a little bit because I'm still...
Understood.
I'm still,
and I right when I brought when I asked you about the Thanksgiving, you heard me mouth sorry because
no,
I realized why. And I was like, oh, dumb.
Yeah, you know, my mom, I was so close to my mom, so that loss still hurts. You know, my brother is like a whole different loss.
He was an older brother?
He was an older brother. I'm the baby, so it's 10, 12, and 15 years difference for me. So my sister's 15 years old, and the brother that just passed is 12. I was extremely close to him, and the three of us, my other brother lives out of state, you know, we basically, you know, worked as a team for all the care of my mom, you know, especially when she got sick at the end. So we would rotate different things. Each one had a different responsibility of something. You know, my older brother who passed was the one that took her to like her doctor's appointments, you know, and my sister and I would fill in the rest, you know, of everything else. So we worked really well together. We were very close. We had, you know, we were always together for holidays, everything. So it's just, I go to like... send something or like, I just forget. He's there. You know, it happened. It hits me. It's just not a reality. It hit different than a parent. Not that, like I said, my mom was a huge loss. It's just a very different, like it's not a reality to me. So, that was another reason too, for the boy's birthday, he was their godfather. So, like I said, we wanted to fill in. Anthony's sisters were in from out of state. They both live out of state. So one is the boy's godmother. So it was nice to have everybody.
Well, it's glad they rallied
They got
around.
A little bit in the tipsy side. They were both staying at Anthony's parents' house. And I had to drive them home at 2 o'clock in the morning, where my husband was extremely loud. Yeah, they were making martinis at 1 o'clock in the morning. And so when I drove home at 2, they were locked out of the house. They were super loud. I had to try it. They were getting around. It was just like, it was a very long night.
So that was the eye roll?
That and my son had his friends downstairs. So there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot going on at the Shula household.
Well, that's good, though. That's what you wanted.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's pretty much. So now we're getting ready for, I can't believe it's Christmas. And they're saying
it's not Christmas.
No, but it's getting ready everywhere you go. It's like Christmas stuff out. It's like, not, and everybody's like the panic of there's not going to be Christmas gifts. There's not going to be this. And there's not going to be trees. And I said to Anthony, how can there not be trees? Like, there's tree farms. What, did they come and take the trees?
They do.
The tree farm? I don't understand what happened. Why is there a shortage of trees?
There's no shortage of chainsaws. That's for sure, because they're taking down the trees.
I just don't understand it.
I don't either. There's chicken shortages.
We go and cut our own tree.
Yeah.
Where'd you go? At this lovely farm, I can't think of it. I think it's Roland's in Lowell. I'm promoting this for you guys. I believe it's Roland's, if I think of the name of it.
Well, you're probably it's in Lowell. You don't know what it is.
I know. I'm going to Google it when I'm on the phone because...
some guy named Roland's going, this is great. Thanks, Don.
You know what? Tree farm. I can't spell right now. I don't have my glasses on. I don't know if you guys out there, but my eyes from being on a computer, I can't see fine print. All right. Tree farm in Lowell.
How many can there be?
Exactly. Oh.
Oh, there's three of them.
It's temporary closed.
Well, just temporary because it's early.
Do you think that's why?
No.
It has a 5.0 rating. It's Rowley's Farm.
Rowley's. Spell Rowley's.
R-O-L-L. IES.
You're from Raleigh's?
Raleigh's. Yeah, Raleigh's, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, Raleigh's. Sorry out there, guys. I'm trying to read this. It says it's one of the top 10 tree farms, but it doesn't say when it's going to open. Yeah. The reason why we went there was because somebody recommended, and we were there for a basketball tournament, and it was right down the street.
Oh, wow.
So we said, you know what? We'll try it. And for the people out there, it's Raleigh's. Not really.
I love when you lean in.
Listeners,
followers,
please listen.
They're followers.
They're followers. Listeners.
Your followers.
Hopefully I have followers.
They're your followers.
Okay. My followers. Please listen. Really. It says temporary close followers.
I'm
going to
do
I
this
don't really
you.
Sure.
You're not going to hear that. I'm wearing headphones, so I hear this distinctly. So this is what it sounds like. When you listen to the podcast, this is what it sounds like. You'll be talking about it, then you go, listeners, I just want you to know that it's pronounced Raleigh's. That's R-O-L-L-I-E-S. That's Raleigh's in Lowell. Thank you very
He's
much.
He's making this sound a little bit extremely dirty out there, doesn't he?
We're going to cut down your tree. Our bark is worse
it's
than our bite.
It's great to take you out on this unbelievable hayride.
Got wood?
Literally a 5-minute hayride. You could walk there, but it's just the experience.
It's just different on
and
hay.
And then you go find your tree and you call one of those guys over.
And he's wearing nothing but a jacket and a fire hat.
Right. They look really good in their plaid.
And don't get
and
me
they take out
on
their
the
big saw. And they cut that damn tree down.
That's right, those suspenders.
But it says separate clothes and there's no like opening. I know, you're making this bad.
I'm making it better. What, are you kidding me?
Well, I have loved the experience there, but quite frankly, it doesn't say anything about opening.
You're buying a tree.
I hope this tree is not... Oh, we make a big thing of it. We get the hot cocoa. We get the whole... We don't mess around.
Don't you get it after Thanksgiving?
We do. So what the thing is, we like to get our tree... before my husband's birthday is December 9th. So we like to get it to let it fall so we can decorate for his birthday. And we have a tradition. We put on a certain movie while we decorate. Do you know what that is?
It's got to be Christmas Story. Well, yeah. I guess not.
No. What is wrong with you?
Everything. Here we go.
Follow us. It's Chevy Chase.
Oh, Christmas Vacation.
Christmas vacation.
Okay. Christmas Vacation.
That is what we watch while we decorate.
Because the tree's on the station wagon.
Okay. Oh, the whole shebang is just, my kids could pretty much.
That's the whole shebang, everybody.
So shebang. We pretty much, we do that. So we also have a tradition. Whatever's going on that year and stuff, I get a specific ornament for my kids.
Oh,
so that
cool.
When they leave, they also have their.
So is this here's a mask?
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. So last year...
Wait, what was last year? That's interesting. What was last year?
My son got a Celtics ornament. My other son got a star. It was a star, the Mandarin.
Mandalorian.
Thank you. And then my other son got... they're not allowed to watch SpongeBob, even though they're 13. But
13.
It doesn't matter.
It's okay, go ahead.
One of them got Patrick.
Oh.
So,
how do they know who he is?
One of my twins does a lot of, he's unbelievable with coloring.
Yeah.
So he does a lot, like if it's your birthday, he'll do a poster and stuff. I'll look on my phone for the one for Elvis, but he did like Elvis for my sister and like for my husband, he did Peter from, my Family Guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's done The Simpsons. So, you know, he's done different things over in the year before, you know, they've gotten like Iron Man and Captain America. One twin likes Iron Man, one likes Captain America. So it's like specific or whatever is going on or what they like. So when they leave, they have a set of ornaments for their tree on their own. So that's kind of what we've set up since they've
been
born.
That's pretty cool. Another train coming on. You like that?
Wow. I have been here listening to this since.
Two trains.
Melissa had three. I'm not going to top you, Melissa. I'm not staying for three.
My goal is not to hurt the
I have
tree.
To clean my house. I love, yeah. And I feel sometimes less is more. So
especially at the firehouse when we're doing
the firehouse, there was a
the
lot
bear.
More
just
to offer
a bear
there.
And a hose. That's all
there is. There was a lot of hoses.
Bear hoses.
I wouldn't know that, George. I don't really remember the night too well. That might have been back then. I might have had a few vodkas.
Maybe.
There might have been some drinks in the vehicle during the game.
It's a limo. That's
also,
what you're supposed to do.
I was 23, 24 years old. So, I mean.
You're in the prime.
I was in my prime. Running out there. Giving it all to the team.
Giving it all. Doing what you can do to bring
home
that
trophy.
Doing what I had
to
do. What was the prize?
Just I don't know. It was probably something stupid. We didn't know. It doesn't matter. We were in it to win it.
That's right. You're in it to win it. That was pretty good. The train
does, yeah.
Blew the horn.
Oh,
right
look at
there.
You do the little hand motions.
I did the hand motions. Not like your squash hand
okay,
gestures.
Okay, you know what? The gourds. I did a good job.
Are they called gourds?
I have no idea.
I've never heard of that term before.
I don't know if it's right. I don't know. Throwing this shit out there.
We'll
maybe
call
the
it.
Followers might know. I don't. Excuse my swearing. I don't swear.
Direct all emails to Don Tolman Shula at bigcans.com.
Oh, I believe there's another.
How you doing? There we go. All the time. All the animals. Well, not them, the dog, I meant. Well, they might be animals, I don't know.
There's a lot of people that keep walking by looking at George and I sitting here with the open garage.
That's right.
He doesn't even have a space heater for me out here, guys.
I don't have a space heater for anybody.
Good thing I did dress warm.
You might be the last garage guest, if this keeps up.
Oh, wow. I made the cut.
You definitely made the cut.
Yeah, so...
Melissa wanted to come to the garage so she can get away from everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's, she's like, I wanted to drive.
Oh, did she? Yeah. She's so funny.
She's like, I want to... Because I was like, because she was like, I was going to... I asked her for her phone number because I was going to say, we will do it over the phone. I just assumed. Right. And she goes, oh, here it is. I can't wait to go to the garage. I'm like, whoa. Okay. That's wow. Well, I answer the phone
number. This is... This is very nice. Last time we were in a hotel room together.
That's true. With Krista.
So, let's consider, just to make sure Krista was there with me in the hotel room.
That's right.
We each had our own space distanced apart. That was bad.
We actually did because that was the beginning of COVID.
That's what I'm saying. We were masked up.
Well, we were masked up. That's right.
We were masked up walking into the facility.
But I'm talking.
That's what I'm saying. We were taking all precautions. We were good. So. Yeah.
And
so,
we were 6 feet apart. We were six feet apart.
Yeah. Right. You gave me the uncomfortable office chair. You gave Krista the comfortable couch, which I see where the favoritism is, followers. But that's okay. As usual, I rolled with it.
So you rolled with it. That's right.
So
was it uncomfortable?
I did talk to Patty. I had sent Patty a text that I was going to be on my own podcast. Yeah. And she's like, you're going to do great. I'm sure you're going to come up with tons of things to talk
about. Of course.
I could always probably talk forever. My husband says I talk way too much. So.
See? And he took the ride with you. Well, he took the ride under the impression that it was going to be 30 minutes. Like he was going to set the timer and go, okay, she should be
coming.
How long
have we been talking?
I know. I told you.
We've been talking for an hour in how long?
I'll tell you in a second. Over an hour and a half. I told you. This is what happens, Dawn.
Well, we're gonna probably wrap this up, followers, because frankly, I might not have a husband now that it's been an hour and a half. And my bladder is starting to feel the effects of the extra large coffee.
Well, we said we go to UP. You should have shoved the coffee.
Well, it's not just the coffee. I'm older. The coffee. I'm in a chilly environment. You know, it's not like... my body is what it used to be.
But you were good, though. You were very... I thought everything you said was very interesting.
Well, hopefully, you know, people, I'm sure, like I said, people are out there either planning their first or their second or third going to school and going through these. And like I said, he's planning these schools not by their academic. I mean, yeah, it's granted, he says the academics are very important, but it's more of the atmosphere that he's taking into account of these. One of them's Penn State, too. I don't know if
you said Penn State.
All right, yeah.
I think you led with Penn State.
Did I?
Yeah.
That's what I think he's leaning towards the most. I'd like Fordham in New York or somewhere close by where Mummy can get to him. Because he is my baby.
I thought that was it that he'd taken off. See, I'll be back. See you, sucker.
There's like so much going on. Now some dog interaction with one another out here. So, listeners, please, followers, make me the number one slot.
Slot. I'm sorry.
What?
Well, I didn't know. You said listeners make me the number one slot.
I want to go to the number one. You know who I want to bypass, listener, and George. Seriously? Yeah.
What? Melissa's tough to beat. She. I don't know what's in the water, but people are just listening to Melissa's first, the half hour one. They're killing.
That's the one that's killing it?
Yeah. And it was my worst podcast, not because of her, because of me, because I rushed it. I didn't even ask her about doing. I just said Melissa likes 30 minutes.
She talked about her exercise, right?
Yeah. She talked.
All right, listeners.
They don't know that going in.
Getting up in the morning. I get the kids ready for school and everything, and then I go to work, and then I exercise by coming in, carrying in the groceries, or cooking dinner, serving it, and then cleaning up, going up and down the stairs, doing laundry.
All the way up to the top of the stairs.
These are all of my daily exercises. If I'm lucky, maybe I'll jump down, do a few little sit-ups. Not. I'd like to. I should prioritize. I keep saying I'm going to. Before COVID, I did belong to a gym, and I was going faithfully. I have to get my act into gear and kind of try to fit that back in again.
How are you doing there? Were you doing well?
I was doing well. I was going to classes at like 4 in the morning, 4:30.
So you're crying about this? I didn't complain
about this.
Yeah, you did. You got too early.
I didn't say it was too early. I'm the one that said to you, I'm coming early.
Yeah, and you didn't.
I did come early. I was 25 minutes late because, to be honest with you, I was doing a couple of things and I lost track of time, but I was already up.
I'm teasing you. I loved when you said 8 o'clock. I really did. I was like, this is great.
Well, because I do them all at 8 o'clock. My whole day.
Exactly.
Because that's the whole thing. And then you know, you have your idea. You don't have to travel. Lucky you, but I got to drive home an hour. You're already here. It's like that sign in Boston. If you lived here, you're here.
You are.
I have to travel back home where I'm going to. Can you recommend a nice breakfast place around here before I hit the highway or no?
Yeah, I can actually. You're going to go back on Route 18, plug in Uncle Charlie's Diner.
Oh, I saw that. It's on the right-hand side.
It'll be on the right-hand side going back.
That's what I'm saying. It's on my left.
Go there. That's a good place. Don't let the looks fool you. It's a good place.
No. I love little diners and stuff. That's the best food.
That's a good one.
All right. I'm going to have to take my husband to breakfast.
Well, now you have to. Sure. Well, lunch if we keep it up.
He's in the car, and I'm sure he's in a great mood when I get out. Hopefully.
You said it would be a half hour.
I told him a half hour, and he's going to be like, really, do I? but again, quality time together.
I love your reasoning. Well, this was a half hour. Yeah, and I had to struggle to
because
do
you
it.
Because you said 30 minutes. And that
I
was
I never
because
said
I remember
minutes.
Melissa saying 30 minutes
I
is
never
a good
said
podcast.
30 minutes.
It's the number one podcast, 30
you,
minutes, right?
Yourself. No, my that podcast was horrible because I ruined it. That's why I had
But what's the number one podcast then?
Well, I don't know why it is. They don't know what they have to. You don't know what you're getting into because I make the most
vague
description.
But that's what I'm
saying. But
that's the one that it is.
It is.
The number one. 30 minutes. That's what I'm saying.
It.
I think that's probably why it's the best one.
No, because for the longest it was Tom and actually you and Krista, you're coming knock on our door and Tom's.
Golf and beer? Well, I love you, Tom.
When you put it that way.
I love golf and beer.
But so. I don't know. You love. Do you?
No, I live around everybody who drinks beer and loves golf.
Have you ever golfed?
My kids compete. My younger two compete in the junior PGA golf.
Totally not
golf.
The question. Have you golfed?
Oh, yeah, I did before kids.
BK? Before
yeah,
kids?
Before kids I did.
Why can't you golf after kids?
Because he's got the foursome. And I have other things to do now.
I just don't really go out.
Probably in my retirement, if I can move my knees, I will be back out there.
Well, you'll have two new ones by then, I'm pretty sure.
I probably will.
So you'll be good. Get the good ones.
Hips, knees, whatever. Replace it all.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes.
Ah, there you go. So, yeah. So, no, that's great for them. All the podcasts have been great. I think everybody
you
that you have on.
Any of them.
I have listened
you, you
to
just
some.
You literally
I've
told me to, that you thought they were all half an hour.
No, I listened to
when,
Tom's
when yours
Spirit
was
Golf.
An hour and a half at least.
I listened to Tom's Spirit
and
Golf.
How long was that?
I listened to Tom. That was like an hour, I thought.
Yeah.
And I listened to Melissa's 30 minutes. I have listened to a few of them.
Okay.
So don't act like that.
Yes.
And I think all of your guests have been wonderful. I think everybody's done a great job.
Well, because it's like Krista and three other people. That's why.
So I wasn't like high on the list to get me here?
No, I'm just teasing.
Listeners and followers, please put me over hers. I love her dearly.
Oh, Krista. You want to be Krista?
No.
Melissa.
No, just get it. I'm not in competition with anybody.
No.
I just love to compete. I don't want to win and beat anybody. No.
What should I call this? Should I call this? I have two options. I'm thinking Big Cans, which you probably don't want me to call it that, or something about your drive to win. What do you think?
I'm going to say no to Big Cans.
Because as soon as you said that like four or five times, I'm like, I have to call this episode Big Cans. But I won't.
Well, you could say chatting with Big Cans, or you could say
30-minute Big Cans.
The Adventures of Big Cans.
Oh,
awesome.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do. You know what? I go with the flow. Listeners, remember that. And I did describe in detail of the Christmas tree farm. that's temporary closed. And I don't know if it's going to open. It's just
that's here. Raleigh's in Lowell. Open
in Lowell.
Temporary yes. closed. By the time this
temporary
airs,
closed.
It'll be open.
Hopefully it opens because that's where I want my tree. They do such a great job.
It's got to be after that. Well, what do you mean they do a great job? They cut down a tree and they put it in your car. What's
to
do?
No, it's the whole effects. I told you, you're going a 5-minute hayride.
Oh, the hayride. Right. We could walk. Okay.
I think we did walk.
Did they give
one
you
year.
Apple cider?
There was no apple cider.
Well, then
we did one year bring hot cocoa, but then on their hayride it was going all over the place.
Who
and I did videotape
cocoa?
It.
Did you? Of course you did. Of
Come
course
on.
You did. Duh,
Come
duh.
On now.
I know. Duh. My fault.
So I kept sure everything. but yeah, it just the whole experience of being out with the family and the memory of it. It's no Chevy Chase Christmas vacation
no,
out
is?
There trudging away.
But what is?
But it, you know, anything to do with family time.
And you'll go after Thanksgiving to get the tree?
We will go. That was the thing. So we will go before December 9th because we will have the tree. We'll have it sit, you know,
like
and then we'll
weeks.
Decorate for Anthony's birthday.
Nice.
So, and then literally like a day or two after Christmas, I'm all done. I'm ready. I'm taking it down. Yeah. My husband gets mad, but.
How long would he keep it on? up.
He would keep it up forever.
Forever. But
I mean, past he the likes first, the whole, yeah, past he the likes first. The whole thing of it. I'm done. Yeah. I want to clean it up. I want the gifts organized. I want easy the whole.
That's my mother. My mother was we would leave for Christmas to go to my father's house or whatever, and we would come back, and you'd think Christmas never even existed. It was all
yeah, done. That's how I am. I'm all vacuuming done. Up. I'm like, let's get it out.
Not even the next done. Day, that day.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm at least like a day or two, but it's definitely a couple days after I'm done.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty much after I celebrate Logan's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I typically used to celebrate on his birthday, and I make sure no gifts like myself growing up are ever combined because, you know, it's not fair. So
well, it's not fair.
If he had a combined Christmas birthday.
Yes, yeah. correct. I agree.
So I make a big deal of his birthday because I know what it's like growing up. So, you know. Yeah. It is.
I still can't believe you couldn't squeeze him out. And you didn't even squeeze him out.
I squeezed him out. They sliced me open and took him out.
They couldn't carve you up on Thanksgiving, on Christmas Day?
No kidding. Well, I wouldn't want him Christmas Day. I mean, Christmas Eve would have been nice too. Well, yeah, I mean.
You wouldn't want to share a birthday with him?
I don't mind. I don't mind sharing anything with him. My poor baby. Well, followers, please check the website for the farm before you actually go. They had to make sure it's open, and I apologize.
We make the trip to Lowell.
And I hope everybody has a wonderful, healthy, and happy Thanksgiving with your family. And if I'm not on again before Christmas, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year with health and happiness.
There you go. Now, let me ask you this real quick. I know we're wrapping it up. Do you have anything to promote? A Facebook page? Not a Instagram page? A Twitter? Do you have any pictures? Anything you want to, social media you want to promote? I know you're not really social media wise, but do you?
I don't really have anything.
You're looking at me like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I just be kind and be nice to everybody. I don't have anything.
A message, okay.
I don't really go on Facebook. Everybody, every once in a while I do.
What about Be Kind Rewind? No, don't rewind.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, whatever.
I just think everybody should just, like I said, life's too short. Just enjoy yourself and be kind to everybody and love everybody and just enjoy being together.
Excellent.
I'm sorry I don't have anything. I know other people have things and, or funds or whatever to support, but I don't...
No, I just wanted to ask. I didn't know if you had something.
Like, what would people, give me an example.
Well, like Krista and Melissa they gave out their Instagram thing for their dogs. They have, Jeff and Eddie both have Instagram pages. It was just like kind of a jokey thing. It's not like they're serious.
I have an Instagram page, but to be honest with your followers, it's not very interesting. I haven't posted anything in like 2 years, maybe 2 or 3 years.
Have to. Your message was beautiful.
But like I said, I just, I'm all about rainbows and sprinkles.
I like it.
I'm a hugger and a lover and just, I just hope everybody is just really kind to everybody. That's all I really ask. Just take the time and be patient with people. And
you can't be a doctor if you have no patients.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Right. Well, I'm a nurse. I'm not really a doctor. So.
You can't be a nurse if you don't have patients.
But that's all right. You can make me a doctor if you want. Sure, episode,
see?
But
see. Well, hey.
I'm a doctor of love.
Doctor.
But I'm going to wrap it up. I love all of you.
That's cool.
So thank you very much because I want a husband after this. So.
Well, you can stay in the garage if you have to. Thank you, Donna, so much. I appreciate you coming down. And you were great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for having me, George.